This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
A new book from UW-Madison poet Ahmad Jamal Johnson came out this week. Imperial Liquor taps into themes of paternal protectiveness, the pervasiveness of racism, and the possibility of empathy. Johnson is the director of the MFA program in creative writing at UW-Madison, and this is his third published collection. Johnson spoke with me about the new book recently, and I began by asking him what was feeding him creatively while he was writing it.
I was very interested in the music of the early 1970s. I was listening to a lot of love songs, slow jams. And what's interesting about that is like the way that music played against what was actually happening in the Black community post-Civil Rights Movement, post-Black Power Movement, where there was an injection of drugs in the Black community. There was a kind of dismantling of some of the social programs that were, you know, so heavily fought for during the 60s. And you began to see a generational shift. So the desires that were wrapped up in that music seemed to almost kind of push against or create, you know, a dramatic irony, you know, given that particular narrative of pain in the Black community. So some of what I was interested in with this book touched on those moments to think about that particular pain.
I noticed a lot of dedications to various folks. Find myself now wondering if some of them were musicians or is it just kind of depend on the poem who you were speaking to?
I think I was in conversation with a lot of friends and family members. Poets are particular because we are both introverts and extroverts. The things that we do in the dark, and then we say, oh, like, look at what I've created, right? That we are constantly, you know, feeling disconnected, but at the same time, we want to build community. So those dedications, and to think about kind of the slow jams, like this one is dedicated to the one I love. So that idea of the poem constantly reaching out, I believe that a poem is one half of an imagined conversation. So rather than thinking of it as something that's isolated, there's that offering of the hand. You know, in a dance, you know, someone offers someone a hand and pulls them in. So those dedications are not just, you know, honoring others, but I really see the poem as a kind of offering, an introduction to pull someone into a conversation.
Tell me about the title.
So Imperial Liquor, I've lived in Wisconsin now for about 20 years, but I grew up in Compton, California. And I remember growing up thinking one of the defining characteristics of my neighborhood was that, you know, every corner there was a church and a liquor store, that this would just kind of repeat itself, you know, across the community. So Imperial Liquor is partly a nod to that, but I also like the idea of thinking about imperialism and being drunk on power, that there's something very grand about that idea, but then there's also a way that the desire for power pulls us apart. You know, it's a thing that kind of disintegrates the spirit. So those are the things I had in mind when I gave that title.
What do you want people to experience when they read your work?
I think what I'm after in this book and what I hope readers take away is that this process of loving each other requires a degree of vulnerability. I'm not ready to let go of empathy. We have to figure out how to talk to each other, to talk to strangers. It seems culturally, I'm not sure what happened, but we're not making eye contact. We're not kind of having those small conversations that we used to have 10 years ago on airplanes or buses. And as much chatter that exists digitally, I think we are very quiet culturally, interpersonally. So this book, it's kind of challenging that, maybe kind of pushing people to consider how we talk and how we touch.